This podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Well, more people are electing to go under the knife for hip and knee replacements as we speak. 800,000 Aussies already have one, and there's something like 90,000 more being fitted each year. Indeed, estimates are that numbers are increasing by around 8% year on year. So with 90% of replacements successful even 10 years after surgery, baby boomers are realising they don't have to put up with pain or give up their golf or their tennis or other activities as well. Now, the SAN was the first hospital in New South Wales to install their $1 million plus Mako robotic arm technology for joint replacement surgery. It's incredible. We've spoken about it before. It's man working alongside robots to give far better results. And late last year, orthopaedic surgeon Dr. John Limbers became the first surgeon in the state to use it for total knee replacements, and we're lucky enough to have tracked him down for a quick chat. G'day, Dr. John.
Oh, yeah, how you going?
This really is the stuff of the future, man alongside robots. How does it help in reshaping and replacing a knee? What do you do?
Well, the whole idea about this is it's incredibly accurate and has the potential to be less invasive with less soft tissue stripping. And so the way it works is instead of just lining up, you know, with external jigs when we're doing knee replacement to get the angles right, we do a knee replacement on the patient's CAT scan first. So the patient has a CAT scan. We do their knee replacement on their CAT scan while they're still at home. And I look at that knee replacement and I change the plan and make it perfect. And then when they come to the operation, we scrub up and do the operation like any other operation.
So what are you saying? You've got the plans. You're doing like a practice run, essentially.
They have a virtual knee replacement while they're at home. So I'm looking at their CAT scan with their knee replacement that we haven't done yet. It's not like a knee replacement on a model. It's a knee replacement fitted to them that they've had on their virtual CAT scan, even though they're still at home and haven't had their surgery yet. So that's what we start with. And then we just build it from there and improve it from there.
Are you seeing such variations in knee surgery requirements that you need the sort of run through, as it were?
Once you've done hundreds, is it much the same? The thing is, much the same to a certain degree, but what I've learned through robotics by getting a CT plan on everybody is actually how variable each patient's anatomy is.
Right.
And so if we can use this technology to get a better fit, rather than just doing the old thing, cutting a straight line, using, you know, perpendicular to the mechanical axis, using jigs or even computer navigation, which is a step up from the traditional jigs. But this is a step up from that. And so what we do is we do their knee replacement on their CAT scan, and then we tweak it and change it. But that doesn't stop there. When we do the operation, I open the knee, robotic surgeons will open the knee, expose the knee, they'll put pins in the thigh bone and the tibia bone, and they'll mark 30 points on each bone, so a total of 60 points. And that will all go to a camera, and then that makes it live. When you move the knee, you move their knee replacement. It transforms that plan to a live plan. And then what you do the soft tissue balancing and even perfect their plan even more. And so you have this perfectly balanced knee replacement before you make any bony cuts, and that's when you bring in the robotic arm, press the trigger, it does the cuts according to that plan. If you try to override the robot, it won't let you.
Gosh.
It does the cuts according to that plan.
That's so amazing.
It is amazing technology. This is the way I do all my hip and knee replacements in a private system now. Like, if you come to me, and a lot of surgeons more and more will do this, if you have a hip replacement or a knee replacement with me, or many surgeons would be the same, this is what you'll get because the technology is so amazing and so accurate. And also, because you don't have to strip the soft tissues as much, it's all computer guided and you're seeing the saw on the screen, it's less invasive. So they're the benefits, more accurate, less invasive.
I'm trying to get a picture of what the Mako tech looks like. We can imagine the car industry with those robotics that, you know, piece the car chassis together. Maybe we've seen those ones on the cruise ships that make the cocktails. Is it a combo of both? Is it something like out of Bunnings warehouse?
It's not quite. It's a little bit like that, but not quite. It's actually a big square machine. You can, your listeners can just look it up on the internet. They can look up my website, you know, just put in my name and there are some photos of it. Or they can just look up Mako Robotics, and there is a good photo of it. But it's like a big square box with a robotic arm that has a sterile cover over it, and this robotic arm extends from this big box on wheels. That's a bit what it looks like. And then you bring it in, and you press the trigger and it does the operating. It is fantastic technology. If you told me I was doing knee replacements like this 10 years ago, if you said I'd be doing them like this, I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But now that it's here, it is amazing.
So patients obviously hesitant with something huge like a hip or a knee replacement, and it comes down to recovery time too, and returning to nearly full function. What's it like? Does the robotics, with its accuracy and speed, help a patient in terms of recovery?
Anecdotally, yes. These things will take years. Further studies will be needed to categorically prove it. But anecdotally, what myself and some other surgeons have noticed anecdotally, which is not the same as scientific proof, is that they do get better quicker. And there are studies to show that on cadaveric studies that when you do it robotically, there is soft tissue stripping. So there is some evidence for that. But long-term studies will need to be done to prove the long-term benefits. But there's, at least so far, the patients are doing well. I've done many of them, as have other surgeons, and the results will be very promising.
Now, you've probably done this so many times, you're immune to it. But for those of you with the squeamish tummies, I mean, they're in knee and hip surgeries, a fair bit of sawing and cutting.
It's fairly brutal physical stuff,
isn't it? So it takes a bit of the load off you as well.
It's fairly strenuous surgery. But it's a lot of fun. It's fun to do, and it's fun because the patients, in the vast majority of cases, get really great results, and that's very rewarding.
So you're somewhat in disbelief that this was possible, and in 10 years ago you'd have been shocked. What will you be doing in another 10, do you think, Dr. John?
I think my own personal view is that, like any technology, this will get better and better. You know, all technology has new generations and gets better. My personal belief is that really in 15, 20 years, all the hip and knee replacements in Australia will be done this way. You know, other companies will develop the technology when the patents wear out, expire, and it will become more and more common, and I think it'll take off more and more. So that is my personal prediction. It'll just get slicker and slicker, and it's no surprise either. You know, I've had engineers come and see me specifically because they know I do robotic surgery. And they just say, well, of course I want a robotic knee replacement. It's what we use in engineering and manufacturing. We've been doing it for years. Why wouldn't you guys do it?
Yeah.
And if you look at it, there's no industrial or mechanical era that started using robotics and then stopped using it. It just doesn't happen, because any area that uses it, you can see how accurate it is, and why wouldn't you start to use it more and more? And like any technology, it just gets more and more refined, less and less bulky, easier to use, and it just gets better.
Fantastic stuff. So if people are curious, and the numbers are growing as we see exponentially virtually year on year, if you'd like to find out about this Mako robotic arm, the way of the future with your knee and hip surgery and perhaps more as well, Dr. John, what's your best website for people to check out the machinery and you in action?
There's a few things. They can look on the SAN website. Just look up Sydney Adventist Hospital, and there'll be something there. They can look up my website, just put in Dr. John Limbers, and they can see that there. Or they can look up Mako. Just put in Mako in the computer, and there'll be patient demonstrations there. So there's a few sites.
Done deal.
They can look up.
The SANS website, sah.org.au, and you /to orthopedics and Mako, and you'll have a little instructional there. Nice to speak to you, and keep up the futuristic work, Dr. John.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time. Orthopaedic surgeon Dr. John Limbers there. We'll take a little break. More coming up on your Better Living Afternoon here at Talking Lifestyle.